This is Terry Daniel. Join me for VoiceOver Cafe right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Lauren Paddleford, the Executive Vice President and GM at Active Risk. Lauren is responsible for all customer-facing activities at Active Risk, including sales, marketing, services, partners, and customer success. Lauren, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
We are also happy that you've made it over our way today. So tell us, first of all, what does Active Risk do?
Sure. So Active Risk works with organizations that are looking to make real gains in their ability to manage risk and drive opportunity. We make our customers more competitive, more efficient, and we help them meet their objectives and drive their strategy. So if you want the detail, what we do is we provide the world's only technology solution that links strategy to risk, helping them make better decisions, improving confidence, and driving their ability to find new opportunities. So that's the nutshell of what Active Risk does. I could talk for hours, so.
Well, I'm sure you could. Well, let's do this. Provide an overview of why enterprise risk management is a vital management aspect part of any company, large or small.
Sure. So I think that's a really good question. And I think enterprise risk is about strategies and goals. It is about an organization's ability to achieve its objectives. So organizations work in very highly competitive markets. We all know that. Stakeholders, employees, regulators, communities, they demand more and more every day. They want more growth, more profits. They want less risk. They want more expansion. They have these conflicting drivers that they're always looking for. As a result, what you've got is executive teams and boards of directors who have to have more insight, more knowledge, and better control over what they're doing. But also, they've got to find more opportunity. It's not good enough to say we're in control of everything but not growing. It has to be in control of everything and growing. ERM, Enterprise Risk Management, allows them to do this more effectively. What you essentially get is enterprise risk drives down the ability to understand what the impacts of different activities in your business would be on your goals. So what are the things that you do every day, and how would they impact your ability to achieve your goals? If you know this, the better control you have on this, the more focus you have on your ability to understand those risks, understand their impacts, understand how they affect you, the more confidence you drive into your organization, and the more effective that organization becomes. Ultimately, what this leads to and what enterprise risk drives is, if I know what's going on, I have the ability to do more, and I am more confident and more effective in how I operate my business. So that's really how enterprise risk and strategy, you know, they come together to drive a business forward.
What new is happening in enterprise risk management, and what trends are you currently seeing now?
So I think the term enterprise risk management is probably the first thing that's new. And I don't say it's new because no one's ever talked about it before. I would say that historically, risk has been treated as compliance-oriented. So this was about checklists and audit. Are we doing the things that the government says we have to do, our regulators say we have to do? The big shift now is we're seeing that risk is no longer about compliance. Risk is being viewed as a strategic driver, as a competitive advantage by organizations who are looking to implement more effective risk management strategies. So that, in turn, has turned itself into this concept of enterprise risk. Risk management as a top-down, board-level-driven imperative, something that a company has to do every day to just be effective. So it's moving risk from compliance to strategic driver. It's moving risk from the back room, a function that we do and we don't really want to talk about, it's all about the negative, to the boardroom, to this is how we operate our business. The other transition I would say is we're seeing risk being less about finance. So we've all heard about how risk management is used in financial institutions and it's used to manage investments and manage the finance side of the risk equation. What we see now, and one of the big trends, is risk as operational management. So how do you manage investment opportunities? How do you manage new facilities, new projects, new products, supply chain, all of the things that your organization does every day? Because they have more impact on your goals and objectives than just what's happening in your bank account. I'd also say the big move now is risk is global and local all at the same time. So organizations, regardless of size, that are looking to expand have to understand social realities, geopolitical, environmental, natural disasters. They have to really look at this both on a global scale but also on a local scale. So you combine these things and you really get what I'll call an industry paradigm shift in risk management from this idea that it's thing we have to do to something we should be doing to help drive our businesses forward.
Today we are joined by Lauren Paddleford, the Executive Vice President and GM at Active Risk here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Lauren, what does best in-class risk management look like?
Yeah, so there's the million-dollar question, Eric, and I think that this is probably the number one question I get from our customers, from consulting agencies, is show me a benchmark. Tell me what it looks like. Show me someone who does it really well. And I think the fascinating part about that question and that request is that, I'm not sure that anyone's done it really well yet. I think there's a lot of organizations that are moving towards it, and I think there's an idea of what a best-in-class organization would look like. And clearly, we have customers who are spending a lot of effort and resources and time implementing risk management and enterprise risk in their organizations and are doing a great job, and I would say are advanced in this discussion. But I think this concept's moving. And so I'll give you a framework, and this is based on some of our customers and some industry benchmarks of organizations who do this well, as an idea for your listeners to say, hey, this is things to think about when you think about how would you implement enterprise risk or risk management effectively. The first, it has to have support from the board and senior management. If your top management doesn't believe risk management is a priority, then bluntly, it ain't going to work. Two, this has to be a day-to-day activity. Risk management is not a department. It is not the responsibility of an individual. It's everybody's responsibility. We are all risk managers. Every person in a business manages risk at some level. So it has to be about the day-to-day activities. It also has to be across your company. You can't just do risk management in one department. Historically, the risk management department has been something like health and safety or quality. Reality is risk is everywhere, and managing risk is everybody's responsibility, so it has to be across the enterprise. And those who really do it well really see risk as a core component of how they live. It is involved in every decision. It is used to evaluate investment. It is used to evaluate strategy, and it is just a core aspect of their business. So the organizations that would be considered best in class are really those that have taken risk management and said, this is just how we're going to operate, period. We are going to ingrain this in the culture of our business and how we train our people. And then finally, the thing that comes up a lot is risk management has to be supported by appropriate policy, effective procedure, and tools that the organization can use to manage the day-to-day reality of what it takes to run an enterprise risk scenario. So that's what you got to look for. That's what organizations are trying to implement. Our customers who do it really well, that's what you see. When you go in there and you talk to them, you see committed committed management, effective structures, effective tools, and an organization who really believes that doing risk management better drives their competitive advantage and drives their success.
Oren, tell us where our listeners can get more information about Active Risk Online.
Sure. So if you want to go, it's nice and simple. It's www.activerisk.com. So you can find out more information there. I'd also point you at www.worldriskday.com, which is a global forum on risk management that's happening June 26th. So you can get a lot more information there and hear from other industry experts and associations on risk management. And, those are the two online resources you can reach out to.
Very good. He is Loren Paddleford, the Executive Vice President and GM at Active Risk. Loren is responsible for all customer-facing activities at Active Risk, including sales, marketing, services, partners, and customer success. And the website of reference, once again, is activerisk.com. Loren, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of the EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.